Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Cantonese survival phrases, lesson 42. Buying a phone card. While most people wouldn't or couldn't step outside without their cell phones, when visiting another country, sometimes it's a little too far for your local carrier. So if you feel like saving your pennies, buy a local telephone phone card. Before asking for a card, you may want to find out if they have the cards. In Cantonese, do you have telephone cards? Is 有冇电话卡? Let's break it down by syllable. 有冇电话卡? Now let's hear it one more time. 有冇电话卡? The first phrase, 有冇, means do you have. Let's break down this word and hear it one more time. 有冇, 有冇. Next, we have the Cantonese noun for telephone. 电话, 电话, telephone. Let's break it down by syllable and hear it once again. 电话, 电话. Finally, we have card, which you might already have figured out. It means card in Cantonese. Let's hear it one more time. Card, card. Altogether, we have 有冇电话卡. Literally, this means have or have not phone card. Another way to ask for a phone card is to say, do you have SIM card? Which in Cantonese is 有冇 SIM card? Let's hear it again. 有冇 SIM card? This sentence is pretty easy. The first phrase, 有冇, means to have or have not, which we have covered in the beginning of our lesson. Following 有冇 is SIM card, which you might have guessed this meaning, SIM card. So the whole sentence is 有冇SIM card. 有冇 SIM card. Do you have SIM card? The answer to this will be yes, 有, or no, 冇. Yes, 有, no, 冇. After you purchase a phone card, you may need to activate it by topping it up with credit. In Cantonese, a top-up card is called 儲值卡. Once again, 儲值卡. Let's start with a 50 Hong Kong dollar 儲值卡. In Cantonese, a 50 Hong Kong dollar top-up card, please, is 一張50蚊嘅儲值卡,唔該. Now this is a long sentence, but don't worry, let's break it down by syllable. 一張五十蚊嘅儲值卡唔該。Now let's hear it one more time. 一張五十蚊嘅儲值卡唔該。A 50 Hong Kong dollar top-up card, please. The first word, 一, means one, followed by 張, which is the measure word for paper or card. 張, 一張, a piece of. 一張, a piece of. Then you have 五十蚊, 五十蚊, which means 50 Hong Kong dollars. 五十蚊. After this, you have 儲值卡, which translates as top-up card. 儲值卡. Let's hear it one more time. 儲值卡. To recap here, we have 一張五十蚊儲值卡. After this, you have 嘅, which equals to apostrophe S in English. So, 五十蚊嘅 means 50 Hong Kong dollars. 50 Hong Kong dollars. So to recap here, we have 一張50蚊嘅, a 50 Hong Kong dollars. Then you have 儲值卡, which translates as top-up card. 儲值卡, 一張50蚊嘅儲值卡, a 50 Hong Kong dollars top-up card. And finally, you have the very useful 唔該, which means please in here. 唔該, please. 一張50蚊嘅儲值卡, 唔該, a 50 Hong Kong dollars top-up card, please. For a 100 Hong Kong dollar card, you just have to change the value in the way 一張100蚊嘅儲值卡, 唔該. Let's hear it one more time. 一張100蚊嘅儲值卡, 唔該. A 100 Hong Kong dollar top-up card, please. Now if you're looking for a payphone, you will have to ask 附近有冇電話亭? Let's hear it again. 附近有冇電話亭? This means, is there a payphone near here? Now we've already covered the phrase is there an X near here, which is 附近有冇? Is there an X near here? In the case of a payphone, we only have to add 電話亭, payphone or phone booth. So the entire sentence is 附近有冇電話亭? Let's hear it again. 附近有冇電話亭? Is there a payphone near here? Alright, that's it for today's lesson. Let's move to the regular test and see how much you can remember. Do you have telephone cards?
有冇電話卡?
Do you have SIM card?
有冇SIM卡?
A 50 Hong Kong dollars top-up card, please.
一張50蚊嘅儲值卡, 唔該.
A 100 Hong Kong dollars top-up card, please.
一張100蚊嘅儲值卡, 唔該.
Is there a payphone near here?
附近有冇電話亭?
Alright, that's about does it for today. Remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. And if you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Bye bye!